Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 4th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Volante, HCL Tech to boost cloud payments for FIS. U.S.-based cloud payments provider Volante Technologies has announced a strategic alliance with Indian tech company HCL Tech. Neo Financial launches Neo Money Card as a debit card alternative. Canada-based fintech Neo Financial has rolled out the Neo Money Card to offer the benefits of a checking account, savings account, and rewards card for no annual fee. Live Nation Entertainment Partners PayPal. PayPal has entered a multi-year strategic partnership with Live Nation Entertainment as the preferred payments partner of Ticketmaster. Kroll expands in South Africa. U.S.-based provider of risk and financial advisory solutions Kroll has opened a new office in Johannesburg, South Africa as part of its efforts to expand its services across Africa. AMLYZE upgrades core product for AML-related processes. Lithuania-based RegTech AMLYZE has upgraded its core product that enables transaction monitoring, client risk scoring and case management for AML-related processes. Horizon Quantum Computing raises US$18 million. Singapore-based company Horizon Quantum Computing has raised US$18 million in funding round for product development and expansion across Europe. Realtime joins the Microsoft Global Startups Program. Norway-based financial services platform Realtime has joined the Microsoft Global Startups Program to expand the reach of DeFi around the world. BGL partners Scylla to automate crypto transaction data. Australia-based BGL Corporate Solutions has partnered with Australia-based cryptocurrency tax software Scylla to automate crypto transaction data. CoinHub places Bitcoin ATMs in retail stores. Bitcoin ATM operator CoinHub has partnered with more than 1,000 gas stations and store owners to place Bitcoin ATMs on their premises. UAE Central Bank selects technology and legal partners for CBDC project. The Central Bank of the UAE, CBUAE, has selected Clifford Chance, R3 and G42 Cloud to assist in implementing its CBDC strategy. Lloyds Bank strikes deal with Inigio to digitize trade finance documentation. Lloyds Bank is to bring blockchain to bear on trade finance documentation, using technology from Swedish firm Inigio to dematerialize promissory notes, bills of exchange and bills of lading. NatWest's PayIt introduces VRP for Williams. Williams, the UK's largest independent trade-only plumbing and heating merchant, has experienced a 666% rise in card interchange fees since 2018. SaltPay rebrands as TIA for launch. TIA, a new business solutions provider offering a one-stop solution for small and medium businesses across Europe, has announced its launch. ClearBank nearly triples YoY income to 58 meters in 2022. ClearBank Limited, enabler of bank accounts, real-time clearing, and embedded banking for financial institutions, today presents the results from its 2022 annual report revealing the bank nearly tripled income to 58 meters in 2022, plus 173% YoY, after reaching monthly UK profitability. Finance Incorporated selects Theta Ray Transaction Monitoring Tech. Finance Incorporated Limited, a gateway provider of electronic money services, announced today it has selected Theta Ray AI-powered transaction monitoring technology to further strengthen its AML framework and grow business alongside increasing volumes of transaction data. Payzone Network introduces real-time notifications for clients. Payzone and Allpay are excited to announce the official launch of their latest enhancement to their payment solutions portfolio, providing real-time payment notifications to clients using the Payzone network for rent, bill or debt collection. Fiserv merchant terminals to accept JCB cards. JCB International Company, Limited, the international operations subsidiary of JCB Co. Limited, today announced that merchants in multiple European markets will be able to accept JCB cards, both at the physical point of sale and for e-commerce transactions. Volante Technologies and HCL Tech join forces. Volante Technologies, the leading global provider of cloud payments and financial messaging solutions, today announced a strategic alliance with HCL Tech, a leading global technology company. JPX takes stake in Nomura-led blockchain business Boostery. Japan Exchange Group, JPX, is taking a stake in Nomura-led blockchain project Boostery as part of a deal to push the development of the security token market. Cube Algo rolls out e-trading software to wider market. Cube Algo, which has been live with a select group of clients, is now being rolled out to the broader market, providing highly customizable solutions that empower quants and developers to build bespoke, multi-asset, electronic trading applications, often with minimal code. ESG book data now available to Bloomberg customers. ESG Book today announced its data on corporate sustainability and emissions disclosures is now accessible on the Bloomberg terminal and available for Bloomberg Data License subscribers. Quantexa hits $1.8 billion valuation. Financial crime-fighting platform Quantexa has raised $129 million at a $1.8 billion valuation in a Series E funding round joined by HSBC, BNY Mellon and ABN AMRO. PRA censures Weilands Bank for breaching large exposure limits. The Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA, has censured Weilands Bank PLC, Weilands, for wide-ranging significant regulatory failings between the 21st of December 2016 and the 28th of May 2020, which spanned breaches relating to large exposure limits, capital reporting, governance and risk controls and PRA own initiative requirements, OIREQs, and poor retention of WhatsApp messages. Bunk files application for U.S. banking license. Bunk, an online banking startup, has filed an application for a U.S. banking license with the FDIC in the state of New York. Cellulance to support online and offline payments in Africa. Kenya-based fintech Cellulant has augmented how businesses in Africa make and receive payments by introducing online and offline payment solutions. Finance Incorporated Limited partners with Theta Ray. Malta-based Finance Incorporated Limited has announced its partnership with Theta Ray to strengthen its AML framework and increase the volume of transaction data. Railzer appoints new CEO following emergency sale. Following its rescue sale last month, embedded banking platform Railzer has brought in a new management team, led by the former boss of blockchain firm Set L, Philippe Morel. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.